League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What's up? I am Gable Morency. I just pulled a Peter Griffin. I literally just smacked my knee into the edge of this desk as I sat down right before the show starts. It's like, oh, right, like literally 2 seconds, Cam. I just, bang. It was like, oh. That's a great one if they went on for like 2 minutes. And you're like, he's on the sidewalk. Get up.
It's like when he fights the chicken.
The chicken's the best. The chicken just randomly shows up and wants to attack.
Hey, how you doing, Peter?
And nobody else. The chicken's like, hang out in the bar, no problem. He sees Griffin. He's like, hey.
I love it. I was actually watching Family Guy the other day.
It's like that dude with Mike Tyson I told a story about. The guy Mike Tyson said, man, every time I've seen this guy in my life, he tries to fight me. It's a great, great story. All right, my knee took a little shot. It's like someone took a hammer to my knee. All right, still got my reflexes.
A lot of equipment around here, Morency. It's a dangerous workplace. People don't know. We got lights. We got cords. We got stuff. Like, it's.
I nearly tripped over the thinnest of cables, Cam, earlier this morning. Yeah. I wasn't wearing socks or anything. It's a little detail, but you'll know what I mean. I wasn't wearing socks, and somehow the little cable of the light got stuck in between my toes. So as I was walking, and I sort of fell forward, but I stopped to fall. I'm like, hey, look, I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, this stupid cable, these stupid lights. Oh, yeah. I have a couple of meltdowns a day.
You've seen me. I trip over my lights, like, after the show. I just smashed. They're on the ground. This place is a nightmare. It's brutal.
Last night, bro, I wasn't even drinking or anything, but last night I was just trying to clean up a little bit. And I had a wine glass in my dishwasher, just a solitaire. I used to have four of them, Cam, but there's down to one.
People understand wine glass in a dishwasher. Yeah. They're delicate. So like, sorry. Continue.
I was saying, I looked and I'm like, man. I sort of looked up. I got like a rack. It used to be a nice rack when I moved in. It was already here. It's so, like, nice row. There was like eight of them, to be honest. It was all kinds of like different size wine glasses. And I looked at my thing. I sort of looked up. I'm like, man, you're going to have to go like replace these. Like, you've gone through like a lot of the wine glasses here. There's one left. I hang it up, Cam, on the thing, but I sort of did it at the edge. I sort of knew. I was like, yeah, it's kind of at the edge. Of course, bro, it falls. I don't know how this is possible. It falls in the middle of a plate, yet the plate broke too. So it was like, bang, the wine glass broke in the plate. The plate like split and froze. It was like a mini explosion. No, yeah, you can't make this up. Like, I'm a destructor. Yeah. Like I said, if there was a reality show and you put like individuals alone in a place, and you just said, all right, listen, you're going to be here. We're going to come back and we're going to see like who can do the weirdest things. I'm going to win. They're going to be like, why is shaving cream on the ceiling? Like, how did you even do that? Like, you know what I mean?
With your last wine glass, I'll give you a tip. Just hot water rinse. Don't even put in the dishwasher. Like, you just put your hand over the top.
You said, hey, where's the
mouth? Yeah, wine glass, they're thin, bro. You got to learn, man. They're easily broken. No, they can't handle the dishwasher. Hand wash.
I'm going to stick to plastic cups from now on. Red cups.
Who cares? Who are you entertaining, right?
Shout out to our radio affiliates.
It's okay, it says, buddy.
Who am I entertaining? I don't care. I don't care if the Pope is here. I'm giving him a red cup.
I agree. No, that's the one thing. Like, when I tell people to come over, I go, you think you're getting good stuff? No, you get red solo cups. Like, I'm not letting you break my stuff. Like, I've had friends over smashing stuff, whatever. We're past that point, buddy. Like, you're buying wine glasses. Don't worry about it.
Hey, listen, it's all-star. It's the all-star game. So we're not here to discuss our obsessive compulsive behaviors. But Cam, I don't like metal utensils even anymore. Like, I'm past that. No, I don't know. I just find it like, I don't know. It's like, it's a piece of metal. I don't know if it's a piece of metal in my mouth.
At the point right now, you just want to throw it out after every use. It's like the socks with the guy you're talking like.
Everything disposable, Cam. I'm dead serious.
Yes,
like, like, people come here sometimes and they're like, they look at me and they're like, why do you have a bunch of paper plates and cups? Like, you have a bunch of dishes here. I'm like, too much of a problem. It ends up like, it's just a problem. Like I said, Orlando Cabrera, guys, we'll switch it into baseball. One of the best stories ever. Cam loved it. And he knew too. I used to get along with the Expo players a lot for like just sort of like we were the same age and it was like whatever. We were so except they had more money than me and they let me know it all the time. And so Orlando Cabrera, I was tight with him, Cam. He calls me over to his locker and he goes, look at this, man. And he shows me, Cam. He literally had like 500 pairs of socks. All right.
Beautiful.
Just simple socks, too. Like not fancy Nikes. Yep. They were like basically dollar store. He just had socks. And he told me, he goes, the best part, he goes, man, the money and all this, he goes, the best part, Morency, he goes, is this. And he took his socks off and he put them in the garbage in next to his locker. And he told me, he goes, I'll never wear the same sock twice ever again in my life. He goes, I grew up with nothing and no socks and then I had socks. He goes, I'll never wear the same socks. So like, he had a stack. He takes them off, Cam, and disposable. And he told me, we joked. I said, what about the underwear? He goes, commando. He shows me.
Doesn't even wear underwear. Yeah.
Commando. Awesome. I told him, so laughed. I said, me too. We started howling. I was like, can I have some socks? He's like, no, man, get out of here.
Get your own socks.
He protected them. He had a stack of socks, bro.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Morency, kicking it with a Ridge Cam Stewart, and thank you to the chat for congratulating us on the Juan Soto pick. The good thing about our Juan Soto pick is, too, we told you about him last week, like before he was in the news. I said Juan Soto's the guy. Even though, whatever, the format lacks something to be desired, and there's a controversy as to whether Kyle Schwarber hit an extra home run. They screw this up every year. I remember a couple of years ago, it was the same thing. I was like, I was convinced, Donnie Wrightside joins us. There was last year, 2 years ago, I was convinced, and I had money on it, that they didn't count two home runs once. But, like, it's not, like, ESPN doesn't control, like, the score, right? Like, they can screw the Chiron up, but Major League Baseball is, it's their derby. They should be on top of it, Donnie. But do you believe that Schwarber hit one more home run and it should have been tied again?
Yeah, I do think so, but it's kind of interesting because even the ESPN telecast, it was kind of hard to even track the home runs. It was so skitterish where you'd see a ball fly out there, they're looking at the next pitch, and then all of a sudden at the top box in the corner goes up like two or three home runs. Like, where did that come from? So there's a lot of big questions on this one for sure.
Well, that's the thing that they're supposed to wait, right? Last night they were getting pretty quick. Like in the past, it used to be like one pitch after another, and they slowed it down because, like you said, it becomes too chaotic. You got a bunch of balls flying everywhere. But last night they were pushing the envelope, Donnie, and I noticed a couple of times, not just with Schwarber, you're right, especially in the left field by in the bullpen area. there would be like, it would be like a line drive, boom, and it would be like, oh, and here's a bomb, because they would only really get interested in the real bombs.
Yep.
They're like, oh, here's a bomb. It's like, yeah, you only counted one of those. And I was like, no, that one cleared the fence, and you just counted this bomb, but what about the line drive that just barely cleared the wall over here? That's a home run, right? And I saw you tweeting, listen, I hit Juan Soto, so we cashed the ticket. I hit over 248 and a half total home runs. I got a good number, sailed over the number. One thing I did lose, Donnie, and I was surprised about, and I saw you tweeting about it, we couldn't even get to 491 and a half, bro. And I got a great number on that. Couldn't do it. Couldn't get there. I think 480 was the closest one.
482 for Juan Soto. And I'm telling you, it wasn't that big. Like, if you remember a while back, because Giancarlo Stanton hits a lot of big bombs for the Marlins 2015, he went out of Dodger Stadium on top of the pavilion and bounced out. That was 475 on StatCast. So I just said to myself, if that was 475, with a pitcher throwing 85 or 90, I'm just going to go under. So in case somebody hits one out of the stadium, it would count it. So I went under, and that number rose, 491, 492, 493, 494, and kept going. And I was like, wow, look at that one. Stole that one.
It's a good point, Donnie, because I know Dodger Stadium well. Been there hundreds of times. And I was kind of thinking the same thing. I was like, basically, so 512, that's like kind of not just parking lot, but you're going to have to, like, you know what I mean? Because someone hit the 512. That was the record before. As you said, it's a good call by you. And another thing is, I think they could have, but we've caught on to this. The competitors take this seriously. And we heard time after time after time last night, guys saying, I'm not trying to crush it. They said, they said distance doesn't matter. I'm just trying to get it over the wall, right? That was their whole thing. Get it over the wall. Rodriguez said that. Acuna said it. Soto, they all said it, basically. They said, no, it's not about crushing the ball. It's just about clearing the wall. Right, because it takes longer too. Right, the ball's going, you know, forever. So that's another thing. Next year it's in Seattle. So in other words, I'm putting $1,000 on Julio Rodriguez next year to win the home run derby. I wish I put more on Soto last night. But it was nice. I had Soto and Rodriguez, Cam. Right, I sprinkled on Rodriguez because of the boost up to 9-1. So I went into the final. I had them both. I couldn't lose. I was actually hoping Rodriguez would win because I would have won more money. Even though Soto was my pick, I just sort of threw Rodriguez in because of the value when he was red hot. So I got a poll question.
Don't you love that
now.
Feeling? There's no better feeling than when you have both things and hit an outcome and you're sitting back. I go, yeah, just let the guy who's the bigger dog win.
It was looking pretty good, Cam, because Rodriguez was killing it. And then he got Tatis. So I was like, oh, Tatis, Pujols.
Pujols,
how about Pujols too? Poor old guy, Don. He thought he was done. He sat down. Everyone hugs him. They're like, oh, you got to get up again. You got to go again.
I thought I was done.
I think your boy Schwarber went soft on him too.
I think he did too. I think that's absolutely
kept telling him that was his hero. So maybe he did take it a little bit lightly. And maybe
it was in his head.
Work tonight. Yeah, I don't want to work. Let me get a couple swings up here. I'll go sit down here.
They said right before Schwarber came out, they said, we were talking to Kyle Schwarber, and he kind of kidded about not wanting to be Pujols. It's like, yeah, it was bothering him. You look over, everyone's hugging him and stuff, and you're like, do I really want to be this jerk? Like you said, he's thinking, man, I can just sort of be done for the night. I'm not saying he mailed it in, but I don't think he was crying that he lost to Pujols after the fact. All right, so I got the poll question up here. Who's going to win tonight? Actually, we got yesterday's poll question, too. Donnie, would you rather go to the Home Run Derby or the All-Star Game?
Oh, man, it's good. Actually, you know, I actually would rather go to the All-Star Game. I would.
Yeah, me, too. Even me last night, I had money on it. After you watch, like, 248 home runs. It's like, all right,
you know
we get the point.
I thought the same thing, too, and I'm like, I get it. It started off great. Exactly. I'm like, yeah, give me the game now. I want the game. Yeah.
I was watching, Cam. I'm like, are you guys just going to get this over with and pay me? Because I had them both. I was like, just get it over. Let's go.
Like, hurry up. I got murder mysteries to watch. You got.
I wanted to flip it on the soccer game. I was like, I want to flip it on the in-game soccer. Let's go.
Yep.
Congratulations to USA for beating Canada last night. 1-0. All right. So the poll question is up right now. The American League has won the All-Star game 8 years in a row. Is tonight the night the National League breaks the streak? So far, people are saying no. And I'm glad because so far, all the time, our people are wrong on these polls on my Twitter. American League, 63.4%. National League, 36.6%. Donnie, baseball, what are you feeling tonight?
I'm still feeling like if I'm going to look now at the FanDuel Sportsbook, a minus 102 price in a game that I think is a coin flip, I'll go with the minus 102 price here with the American League. When I just look at the lineups, and I know you can't do that because everybody technically are stars here, but I got to tell you, every time the AL lines up here, and they're missing a couple bangers like Trout and Altuve, and you still have a legitimate-looking lineup, I got to tell you, I'm leaning towards the American League again this year. I am.
All right, I've got let me get the lineup here for people. So I don't know if you guys have it still from yesterday.
Yeah, I got it.
Can get it up.
Yeah,
I got it.
I was talking to the graphics people, Ken.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm at a fake.
Oh, man, what have it here?
If you guys still have it, I know. Okay.
I got it. All right.
Oh, no, this really is a great all-star game. Even, Donnie, like you said, if you go head-to-head, like, all right, batting first on each team, all right, Shohei Ohtani can open up the game, Cam, against Kershaw.
Ooh, amazing.
That's big. All right, you got Ronald Acuna Jr. batting leadoff for the National League. So is Shohei Ohtani batting first, Aaron Judge, Rafael Devers, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Giancarlo Stanton, Byron Buxton, Tim Anderson, Jimenez, Alejandro Kirk, and Shane McClanahan is the American League starters. The National League, Ronald Acuna Jr. Bats leadoff right field. Mookie Betts moves over to center field. Bats second. Manny Machado bats third base. Paul Goldschmidt bats cleanup first base. Trey Turner, Dodgers, shortstop. We got Wilson Contreras as catcher. William Contreras is the DH. Jock Peterson, very familiar to Dodger Stadium. Jeff McNeil and Clayton Kershaw. One thing I'll note, though, Cam, and I want to throw this to Donnie on the other side, too, when we talk about the MVPs, because you look at the starting lineups, but really, these guys won't decide the game. You know what I mean? They're not going to play all nine innings. Like, so to me, I want to hit this, you know, if I'm looking at MVP guys, I want to look at, all right, it's a little bit random, and everyone, Tawny and this guy and that guy. No. Who's coming up in the seventh inning in a 2-2 game and getting a two-run double? Hey, Donnie?
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Smart man going with that. You're on the right path. Starters getting like two at-bats. If this is 3-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning and somebody goes yard, that guy's getting the MVP, and that's not a starter.
Thank you. Right. All right, so let's take a look at this on the other side. We'll come up with our MVP pick, see if we can hit the Derby and tonight's MVP. It's going to be tough. I, for one, personally like the National League, baby. Let's go. NL.
I'm on the NL, too.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Continues. Gabriel Morency kicking it with the Reds and Redhead. Cam Stewart. I was going to say something else, Cam, but I knew we were coming back.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get picked up.
Yeah, exactly.
Another word instead of screw. But I was like, we're kind of close to breaking. So I said, screw him in case he got
that word. Yeah, that's cool.
Can't get in trouble for getting caught saying screw him.
Exactly.
F him is another story because that's what I thought.
Yes.
I'll just say screw. God, I move quickly. All right, so something to bring up here as far as the All-Star game tonight, and I like how they just found this out. They're like, it turns out it was in the collective bargaining agreement all along, but no one ever really looked. Exhibit 13, it's called. So long story short, if the game is tight tonight, it's a home run derby to decide the winner.
Yes. Yes.
I told people this
too.
Yeah, I told people this would happen, Donnie, years ago. I said, you're going to see they're going to decide like extra innings. Here it is in the All-Star game. Everybody says, it's just an All-Star game. Yeah, don't worry. How long till it's in reality? They'll say, you know what? Putting the runner on second base didn't work. we're still playing long games. It's true. Like, games are still going 12 innings sometimes. The players will totally be down for this. They'll say, yeah, sure, we'll just take three hacks at this, and whoever hits it over the wall first wins. So that's the format tonight, guys. Sort of like a Skins game, Cam. They always throw something at you. It's like the NBA Summer League. Oh, by the way, it's not the best record. It's a tiebreaker, coin flip. It's like, so you're playing four games. You could have like 10 teams with the same damn record. Oh, point differential. Yep. You never did that before, jackasses. That caught me off guard. I threw my Pacer money away, Donnie. Got to know the formats, buddy, when you bet this stuff.
Yeah. Do.
So are you an evil person, Donnie, that wants to see this to go to extra innings?
I do.
And for the chaos of it?
How about this? A no bet on Home Run Derby tonight, minus 850. A yes bet, a plus 600 if we get to Home Run Derby tonight. How about that? 6-1 price for a tie game, low total this one? Could it be?
It's great odds, actually.
It could.
It's very good odds.
6-1 for a tie.
They usually don't pay that high for a game to go to extra innings. Like, it's, and all-star games are close. Like, they're not. If you look at the history, like, they're not blowouts. And another thing is, too, at all-star games, they're low scoring. You would figure, I know, like, you know, I think Johnny Public figures, oh, well, you know, there's all these hitters, and look at all this power, and look at all these people. Yeah, you're also facing the best pitchers in a game that are only pitching one inning. And they know this. It's like, all right, I can let it go. Exactly. Donnie, it's like, all right. Like, Kershaw tonight, he's got one inning, bro. He can just do whatever he wants in that one inning. And not to mention the shadows. But even last year, Cam, Colorado, bro, any altitude. They got to 8 runs. Was it 7 or 8 last year?
I think it was 7. I think it was 5-2, actually. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. 7. You're right. 7. Yeah.
5-2. Yeah.
What's the, so let me get the scores up. 4 of the last 5 have gone under 8, right?
Yeah.
So it was 5-2 last year. Yeah, let me see. We'll get the scores up. What about the total tonight? What about you, Cam? Are you taking the National League?
Yes, I am. I know I took them last year in disgust, and I just keep on coming back. I actually like the National League's lineup. I like the veterans that they disgust. Have in their lineup.
Yeah, how many years have you taken them now in a row? It's been an 8-year run.
A couple. I've taken the American League before. No, not 5, but I have the last couple. I think I've done with the National League. Like, I know I don't know why I do that.
I don't like just, the AL, Cam. Okay. If you remember, I've been riding the AL over the past few years, and I don't like them. I'm not going to argue it. Like, they win the All-Star game all the time, but I feel differently tonight in Dodger Stadium. And so I think a couple of Dodgers could be a difference maker tonight too.
And another thing is, when I look at the lineup, you're right. Things are going to change as the game goes. But even a lot of the Blue Jays, young guys and stuff, I just look at the NL lineup at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers there, Betts, Goldschmidt. Like, I like these guys this time. I think everything's going to – this is the time for the NL. I know you don't beat the streak. You don't go against it. But I feel good with the National League tonight. I'm betting them, and nothing's going to change my mind. NL, baby.
Nothing's going to change his mind. All right, I like it. All right, let's get into the let's get into the MVP. What do you think, Donnie, of the total here? So Donnie's correct. It was 7 last year. So just for the record, 5-2 last year in Coors. They didn't play the year before due to the pandemic, an all-star game. Year before that, it was in Cleveland. It was 4-3. There was an 8-6 game in 2018, but before that, 2-1, 4-2. So as I stated, 4 of the last 5 have gone under the 7.5. I think that's sort of the cutoff. I'd prefer if we could get 8, but it's 7.5 right now. How do you feel about this, Donnie? Is he going to creep over? Do you think? What do you think about this?
I mean, I always root for runs, but if you be real here, we're not talking. Coors Field got 7 runs last year. This is a pitcher's ballpark out in Los Angeles. And you're right, Gabe. When you talk about guys coming in, they're throwing 100 on the black, and they say, all right, ooh, let's get past the starting pitchers. What, are you kidding me? The best relievers in the game coming in the 7th, 8th, and 9th, throwing 100 and making you look stupid out here. I got to tell you, they're great hitters in this game, but great pitching usually beats great hitting. I got to tell you, it feels, 4-3 tonight? Somewhere in that range, going under. I think
4-2.
What about the first 5 with the shadows and the game starting and whatever? Because we saw in the Home Run Derby, that's the thing, right? Like, is there going to be runs more late in the game?
It's risky, Cam, in my opinion, just because of the home run factor.
Yeah.
A walk here, a bloop there, somebody plants one shot. Yeah, I think it gets tighter
six, seven,
as it
eight,
goes
nine
on.
Last year.
Because I was going to say, guys, think about it, guys. Cam, you're going to have Alcantara coming in like the 4th, 5th inning type deal, bro.
I know.
It gets like it's serious. Like you're facing Kershaw. It's like, Gonsolin's coming in. Alcantara's coming in. It's a lot of good pitchers in the National League, man. I was going to say, too, all right, so we're all in agreement with the under here? 7.5 to the under?
The play. too.
I lean that
says
way.
Yes. Cam, you're saying first five under or the whole game?
Yeah, I want to do first five, but watch them have all the runs early and then it slows down. That's the problem with these. But yeah, I like the under. I like the Nationals.
Will there be a run in the first inning? This is a ballsy one, Donnie. Six of the best hitters in the game, bro. Will there be a run in the first inning?
I'm going to say yes on a home run, like a solo shot here, because you're looking at McClanahan. It's one of the best pitchers in baseball. Then you have Kershaw, who's going to be amped up on the mound to start.
Oh, I know.
It is.
I
know. Like, Nerfies, you know, no run first inning seems like the right play. But I got to feel like somebody can get a hold of one here in the first. That's what I'm feeling. Solo shot.
You're That's right. a dangerous Kershaw's bet, Morency. That's a crack bet, man. Like, you're hanging on, like, every at-bat. Like, no, it'll be suspenseful, I'll tell you that.
No, it's minus 135. I'm thinking you got to give a bonus here. Like, it's got to be the other way. You're facing, like, Ohtani batting leadoff.
Exactly.
I'm facing Ohtani first. Like,
I want
the lineup here in the first inning here? Let's see this. What are the three guys you're going to have to go through here? Okay, so
Ohtani,
Kershaw's going to have to go through Ohtani, Judge, and Devers.
Devers.
And then if one of them gets on, Vlad Guerrero comes up. Oh, boy.
Exactly. Right? Yes.
And then McClanahan is going to have to get – I'm calling it right now. I'm not playing this. This is a bull pick. Manny Machado scores the first run of the game, hits a home run.
Blast.
It makes it to five outs, Cam, and people get tortured. Tough. And he bats third for the NL. And duck, Manny Machado, MVP candidate. Donnie having a hell of a year.
Yeah.
I'm just remembering all the heartburn and pain from that before. Oh, my God, we got five outs. And then, bam, there you go. Yeah. See you later.
I've done it. I've done it. It's all the time. It's made it to five, too, Cam. It happens.
One and two count, solo shot, of course.
Yeah, exactly. You know that's how it's going to go down.
MVP. Listen, this is a guy that I think is going to have an impact on this game. He's an underrated player. He's not going to get paid like an underrated player, but Trey Turner. Trey Turner's going to be in the game. Like, some of the other guys will come out. Trey Turner's going to be in the game for a while. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets, he's going to play almost the whole game type of deal. He could steal bases. He could score runs. He could hit a home run. He could get a double with two RBIs. And another guy coming off the bench, Donnie, Freddie Freeman. Ty Gettman.
I love Freddie
Freeman. He's not starting, Cam.
44-1.
Yep. Freddie Freeman comes up with a two-run home run off the bench in the sixth, seventh inning. They're giving it to him. The media loves Freddie. We got to play Freddie.
I gave you another one. You and Donnie Baseball. CJ Cron, 70-1. That guy's actually hit big bombs this year, man. That's a wicked number for a guy that's had a really good year. He could hit a bomb. Like, that's the big thing. I'd like to sprinkle on some of these guys.
I'm telling you, I'm going sentimental. I think you guys are right here. I'm going sentimental, though. How about bottom of the eighth inning? Albert Pujols comes in to pinch hit with runners on second and third and two outs, singles in the two winning runs at 85-1. Everybody would love to Albert. 85
and you
to
know,
Albert Pujols.
If he gets any RBI that wins, it's an automatic MVP vote for legacy. Like, it's a lock.
Exactly.
So,
that's the thing. We were just going over the scores, guys. If we're talking about these 4-3 and 5-this and 4-2-1 games, you just, like we said, you need to be the guy that gets that right double and home run.
They're going
to
put him up in a good spot, too. Yeah. They would put him up in that spot to have him have that moment, too.
You know what this is, Gabe? It's like a golf tournament. You're getting Freeman 44-1, Cron 70, Pujols 85. That's what it is. It's golf betting. First
Juan
round betting.
Soto 32-1. Juan Soto.
These prices are amazing.
He's going to hit a three-run home run tonight.
Damn right he can. Like, these prices are great.
All right, so we all agree, sort of like throw out the big names, Donnie and Cam here.
Yes.
Donnie's only with us for a couple minutes, so like I'll throw it to you after, Cam. We got to dive two more minutes. So Ohtani, throw out. Judge, throw out.
Yep.
Vlad, throw out. Mookie Betts. Yeah, is Mookie at 950 worth anything?
Yeah, 950 is good for a guy in a Dodger in Dodger Stadium, too. And I like Goldschmidt, too. Those are the guys
He's pretty chill,
for
though. Betts. I don't think he cares. I don't think he cares enough, Cam. I think he's like, whatever. I think he's there to have fun and his kid. You know what I mean? Like, he's a pretty chill dude, Betts. I think he cares about a World Series more. Some of these younger guys will want it. Machado's on a tear. Trey Turner's just so good. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if Trey Turner went 2-for-3 or 3-for-3 type thing tonight. I'm going to go with Turner, man. He catches my eye. Turner and Freeman are the two guys. Donnie, we got 30 seconds. Game under MVP. Who you got?
MVP, again, going with Albert Pujols. Game, myself, American League, and also a little...
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I've gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Bonus here. Giancarlo Stanton hit the first home run of the game, 15-1. I'll take it.
Wow. I'm going to look at Wayne Care. I'm going to get into this. I said Machado. I got to go on Machado now. First home run of the game. Cam's first home run of the game and more. Thanks, Donnie. Enjoy the game.
All right, boys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're rolling. Countdown on the All-Star game is on. We're going to run through all the MVP. FanDuel's got a million and one props up right now for this game. So we'll start to get in if you want to start to roll the dice and have a little fun with this stuff. Speaking of fun, we literally and figuratively like don't have anything at 7 o'clock. Like, there's like, it's not like, well, we're on the clock. We're on the clock at like 8:15 or so tonight. We're on the clock in about an hour and a half. What about tomorrow night? Everyone bitches about the dog days of summer and stuff, and it's not true. Oh, we got basketball coming up, actually, too, in about 20 minutes. I want to get to that, too. We got the TBT. And full disclosure, everybody, you guys know I love me some TBT. And they love me, actually, because I'm one of the few people that tweet about them. They're always retweeting me this tournament. I've shown them a lot of love in the past. I noticed, though, they got more love, Cam, when FanDuel was the title sponsor. So they're not.
For sure. So,
but FanDuel does have odds up for it. But remember 2 years ago, it was like FanDuel, FanDuel's court type thing. And it got high profile. It was a little bit bigger. These tournaments, they really need gambling, right? Otherwise, it's just a bunch of dudes playing basketball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you got some games tonight. I look forward to your random takes, Cam, because I know you have no idea who's on the team, who's what. So I'm just going to throw.
It's actually funny you mentioned that. No, you're incorrect. I did some research. Oh. I looked at one of the team, the alumni of the New Mexico Lobos. Those guys were playing tonight.
I forgot I sent the script. Yeah, you knew.
You're damn right you sent me the script, and I actually read it today. Don't tell me I didn't read the like script.
Michael Vick. I figured you're like Michael Vick. You don't look. It's like,
I do. That's a misconception. I like to look at the script.
And you see, Michael Vick, Jamarcus Russell was on a podcast the other day. It was pretty funny. He was talking like openly about everything. And he said that the Raiders had, Raiders didn't believe. They used to give him like game tape and it would be blank tape. And they would see if he'd watch it. No, because basically, so they'd ask him, did you watch the tape? Did you get what we were saying in the tape? He'd go, oh, yeah. But it was blank.
Sure I did.
Right? Like, they gave him a blank tape. So they knew. They were like, this son of a bitch isn't even studying. And Michael Vick, they did the same thing with that. Mora put, like, $1,000 in a playbook, cash. Okay? He gave Michael Vick a booklet. And he put $1,000 cash in the middle of the booklet of plays. And he said, I need you to study this. He gave him the book, and he goes, I need the book back after when you come back in. No, give me the book back. Yeah. Vic comes back with the book, gives him the $1,000, is still there. He's like, you didn't even open this, did you? Like,
unbelievable. He could have walked.
Didn't even open it. He didn't open it. Like, Vic didn't know the money was there, right? Like, and so that's why it was funny with the blank video. Like, different coaches have little tricks to see. So did you watch the tape? Imagine lying to your coach too. Oh yeah. Like, he knows.
I didn't watch the tape.
He's thinking, guy's you're like, my quarterback and you can't even watch a tape. Like, you know,
and he's lying about it. Just say, hey, I didn't get around. Like, yeah, it's just, it makes you even look even stupider. I can't believe he didn't even open up the playbook to get the money. Just open it up and go, hey, there's a little lump here.
No, but they knew that was the point, Cam. They knew he won't even open this to know. Like, he won't even see this, right? Like, he won't open it. They knew. Yeah. The other last good one was Scotty Bowman, who, as you know, is a hard ass for real.
He
the Canadians used to, even when they won all the time, he was still mad that they partied as much as they did. And they always used to break curfew and stuff. So he had a great trick. And he pulled it off once. And it was a good one, Cam. But he gave $100 to the overnight doorman of the hotel in Chicago. Awesome. And he told the guy, he goes, listen, and he showed them the team and everything, like pictures and said, he goes, I need you to act like a fan. He goes, every time one of my players come in, get him to sign the stick. He gave him a goalie stick. So Bowman walks into the room, Cam, the next day. He's like, yeah, so you guys have a good sleep last night in Chicago. Good night last night. Good sleep. No one broke curfew or anything, right? And everyone's like, no, everything's fine. Scotty Bowman breaks out the stick. He goes, well, I got this from the overnight doorman. It worked at 4 a.m. last night. And he starts reading off. He goes, here's Guy Lafleur's signature. And he goes, I guess someone's impersonating your signature, Guy, right? Guy's like, oh, so, you know, you got me, coach, right? Like I said, these coaches have, they've got all the tricks down. They've got all the tricks. All right, so... This here's a nice football highlight here. This is definitely the play of the week. It's actually incredibly impressive. Dogs just dogs are amazing. This is actually from a Calgary Stampeder game. This is from the Calgary Stampeders, as you can see. 109 yards. It's a record. Look at this. The length of a CFL football field. Look at this dog tracking this frisbee. No way he's going to make it. Oh, touchdown!
Oh, my God. That was beautiful. What a play. And dude, I can't believe, like, the frisbee guy threw it. Like, that's a perfect.
A CFL. That was, what a toss by
that's
the
not
guy.
Even that easy to do, the frisbee, like, the whole length of the field with that, like, trajectory. And the whole play. Beautiful.
So, look, he's in the end zone. Boom.
Bam.
Throws it up. The dog's gone. Look, the dog's only 50 dog. Now. He's got to track it down. Look at it. Oh.
I know.
Boom.
What a dog. That's amazing. What a
and without even hesitating, no rest. He turns around, Cam, all the way back.
Just brings it right back. Yeah, buddy. He's like, what a pooch.
Yeah, he's like, that's I can't believe this worked. Yeah, what a dog. Great. Obviously,
great
it's
highlight.
A female. A little pink pink Calgary Stampeder outfit.
Great.
One more time, just because it's so cool. One more time. Look, I love this dog. Like, dude, that's the leg of a field. Look, he's at midfield only. Look at the frisbee's in the air. What? For him to turn around and catch the frisbee, like to have the concentration, like that's some serious stuff, like that dog.
I agree.
Great pass. All right, we got a great catch here. Here's a pitcher, got a line drive. Here's a pitcher, line drive, smoked. Look at this. All right, let's roll it here. This guy. Whoa!
Oh, that's reflex. Beautiful. Oh, yeah.
I tell you, man, he's lucky he didn't get killed.
it's just a great play. It's just the wow, bam.
He's more athletic than Chris Sale. Chris Sale tried the same thing and broke his finger.
That's right. My fingers. Exactly. That was great.
I'm gonna try to catch the ball, bro, like that, like you did, Chris. Chris Sale can't buy a break, that guy. He comes back from raging on the injured list, and he smashes his finger. I was watching that live, too. I saw it. I was like, oh, my God, that's got to hurt. Like, it was like they smoked it off his hand, man. And you can see his finger was all dangling and stuff. What was the last one? There's a third one here we've got. There was the dog. Oh, yeah, this guy. So, yeah, look at this. So, this would be this guy. No, this kid, look at this. It's pretty slick, this. Now, the cops are lucky he's not a criminal. Look at his getaway. It'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Right across.
And then, boom, he's on the other side of the street.
Oh, that's amazing.
I think like a hustler can. Imagine that's a bank or a store or whatever, jewelry store. Boom. You run outside. Zing. You're on the other side already. You're gone, bro.
That's awesome.
They'd be like, where is he? Oh, no, he's already on the other side of the water.
Other side of the river.
He's gone. And now you're gone. Look at this guy.
Wow. Great move. That takes a lot of skill, man. Like, that's not easy to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. People think, that's like one
I used to water ski when I was a kid, and I've done barefooting. Like, people don't understand how hard it is. One little move, and you're dead.
This guy's great. Look at this. Tuck, tuck, tuck. Boom.
Brilliant.
Imagine being a fat, fat security guard trying to track this guy down outside the mall.
I'll get you. Exactly. Yeah, sure you will.
No, like honestly, this if I'm a movie producer, I'd be like, get this kid. Like, we could work a scene like this. Like, I already have like all kinds of like a chase scene. Even James Bond. Imagine he jumps into the ravine, and in Italy or whatever. You know, he little skids across to the other side.
Love it.
Like that kid was slick. It's good. Good stuff. It's amazing that people things do. People have a lot of time on their hands, Kim. These kids practicing this all day. So what do you do all day? I'm trying to cross this ravine.
Well, how do you get good at skateboarding? Usually you break your arm, your leg, you fall on your face, and hey, I landed it, right? Like, it takes a lot of time to move for those tricks. It's not easy. I don't know why the guy's carrying around a freaking surfboard, too, but it's working for him.
Well played. he did a good job.
He sure did.
All right, let's get into some of these props that they have up here. All right, so as far as the game is concerned, it's 116 National League minus 116. As we've discussed, 8 years in a row, the American League has won. Yet, this thing is really gone in waves. Before that, they won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 with one tie. So in other words, the 12, they're 23-1, Cam, over the last 24 All-Star games.
Wow.
20 wins for the American League with one tie. One in the last 24. Yet, normally I've rode this, but as we saw, look, bro, National League rattled off three in a row. And for the record, too, it was crazy. When I was a kid, it was nuts, man. It was the same thing, but the opposite. Like the National League. Yeah, the National League used to win all the time. Like the same thing. Like the National League won 15-16 or something like that. It's this weird little back and forth. I think the National League players are tired of losing to the American League too. I think it matters. It's in Dodger Stadium. It doesn't hurt, Cam, that there's six freaking Dodgers in the game tonight too. So every one of those Dodgers is going to bring it, right? They're going to want to win this game in their home stadium.
I also think the National League has a pitching advantage. Like, I know McClanahan's had a good year, but if you look down, like, they're throwing out Alcantara afterwards and all these other guys. And I will say this, and this is no offense to the young kids in the American League. Like, look at the guys that they have. Like, a lot of those Blue Jays are young guys. They haven't had a lot of experience. It's like, I like the National League, like the Freddie Freemans of the world. Even Pujols, like all these guys. I just think there's a lot to like about the National League. Pujols is going away story. You said it. All the Dodgers on the team. The back-end pitching of the National League. It's a reason why they're above 16, Moret. I'm willing to go on the National League this time.
Here are the other pitchers. So, Shane McClanahan is starting. You've got Nasty Nestor Cortez.
Yes.
Alek Manoah.
Mm-hmm.
Framber Valdez.
Yeah.
Martin Perez of the Rangers, Pete Blackburn, Athletics, Justin Verlander, Garrett Cole Although Gerrit Cole's actually not pitching, even though he's on the roster, etc. All right, those are their pitchers essentially.
National League.
National League starts Kershaw, and then they're going to come after though. Okay, and they got Sandy Alcantara, Corbin Burns, yep. Luis Castillo, Max Fried, Joe Musgrove, Tony Gonsolin, Edwin Diaz. It's not bad.
I got to tell you, the National League pitching, in my opinion, is way better. And I know that's like saying
it is.
I mean,
it
like is, a man. Lot better.
It's going to be a bitch for these guys to deal with it in the shadows too in LA. Like, and they've never seen a lot of these guys. Like, they don't see, like, how many guys have seen Gonsolin, right? How many guys have seen?
Like, Nestor Cortez, Gabe, he's good. But look at the guys on the National League. Like you said, it free. Like these
like
guys.
Corbin
are
Burns, Cam. You're an American League player. You don't see Corbin Burns much, and there's a shadow, and you're in the All Star game, and he's pitching one inning. You're in a lot of trouble.
Like you got it.
Like I love that. Right, I can throw whatever I want here at you because you've never seen me very much. They've seen each other a little bit more. It's going to be a fun game. I'm fired up.
I am too.
I like what first five innings, four, over under four.
I took the under.
Got to take it. Got to take it. If this game goes over, Cam, I think it only gets to eight, bro. We get a heartbreaker. It's like, oh, God, it just got to eight. You know what I mean?
I almost want the alternate line at eight. I'm with you. Like, I want to, like, pay a little bit of juice for the eight. I agree with you 100%.
They won't let you do it, bro.
And now that's a
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Problem, because I agree with you 100%. It's 5-3.
I know.
Damn it.
I want eight. Eight.
I want eight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, we got there's a tennis tournament going on in Germany, huh, Cam?
Yes.
Some tennis in Germany going on. All right. So listen, we got basketball coming up in a couple minutes. I want to get to this earlier. Me and Cam have not discussed this. I don't know who he's on. Hopefully we're on the same side. And full disclosure, I haven't watched this tournament as much as I normally do. I've checked it out a bit. These are my first bets. I'm taking Team Arkansas. Go Hogs, +5.5. Give me the Hogs. Team Arkansas against the Cutter Cat Gang. Total is 151.5. I'm also going to go over the number. I'm going to go over in Cutter Cat Gang versus Team Arkansas. And give me Team Challenge ALS, Cam. These guys are tournament veterans, bro. They're always in this thing. They're always knocking on a door. They're a great story. Give me Team ALS on the money line to advance. But Team Arkansas plus the points and the over, and Team ALS money line for me are my picks, Cam. What do you got?
Yeah, I haven't made a bet in it, and I'd be lying to say if I've watched it yet. But after you sent me the script, I did some research and stuff. I was looking at the enchantment in the night game, the New Mexico players. They're +3.5 against Heartfire. But I do agree with you with Team Challenge ALS. That lines up to 4.5, Gabe, -200 on the money line. I think they're going to win, and I agree with you.
I got into +70.
Good. Wow, good, because it's gone up. And Team Arkansas, I see 4.5 where I'm looking on FanDuel. But if you got 5.5, good number. Very good number.
I can't help myself. I'm going to bet the over, the cheaters team, ALS team here.
And I say cheaters versus the LA Cheaters.
I like
cheaters.
The name. It's a good name. LA Cheaters.
Cheaters. Cutter Cat.
Well, we always talk about names. It's some nice names, Cam. They got their own, you know what I mean? Team Enchantment, Team Heartfire, the LA Cheaters, Team Challenge ALS. Like they play for ALS actually. So like they give
that's
money
cool.
to ALS. You got the Cutter like Cat that. Gang that are a bunch of international dudes. And Team Arkansas are all former Arkansas Razorback guys. You could be anything. Yeah. You could be a mercenary team. You could be former NBA guys. You could be a college team of alums. It started out as like college guys, you know, Team Arkansas versus Syracuse or whatever. But now it's turned into this big tournament.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.